Well, we're really excited that, you know, Ken, this is our 51st year of doing School of the Arts at Rhinelander. And we have five different tracks ranging from visual arts to culinary arts and nutrition, body, mind, spirit, our performing arts, and always our writing is really strong. I can tell you a little bit of details with some of those, but I think one of the most exciting things is that we now have a weekend format so people can come either for the day on Saturday, the day on Sunday, or they can take a five-day program Saturday through Wednesday. And doing that, they get to make their own schedule. They get a choice of different number of hours for classes. So the price points offer some shorter price points and opportunities, and I think that's really exciting.
And you're looking for more registrants. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Absolutely true. We've got lots of people coming from all over Wisconsin and out of the United States, throughout the United States, but we've got room for lots more. And June is a really, really important time for registrations. While this doesn't happen until the third week in July, we're working July 19th through the 23rd, it's in June that we start really either filling up some classes, or there's other classes that sometimes don't have enough registrations, and if someone waits until July 1st, that class could potentially be canceled. So if people are interested, this is a really good time for them to still get in while there's room in classes, or not to wait too long to miss out on the opportunity for the class they want.
You don't have to be an expert in the field that you're studying. You just basically come to learn, correct?
Absolutely. We've got classes, workshops for every level. If you've never tried something before or you are experienced in that art form, whatever level you're at, we've got something for you. Some of the highlights, I think, are we've had a growing interest in our mind, body, spirit courses and our culinary arts and nutrition. Body, mind, spirit, in this stressful world, people don't think of School of the Arts as necessarily the place, but we do work in the arts of being mindful. We have meditation and yoga. One of the classes is Stop the Noise, Tools for Quieting Your Mind. So helping us get through the stress is definitely part of School of the Arts. But on the nutrition and culinary arts side, you can understand your energy and your moods and learn how to cook healthy, what nutrition is important for you. You can find strategies for dieting, or you can take healthy regional cooking or even paint cookies. So there's a lot to do, no matter what your motivation from health and wellness. In writing, there's something for every genre there, too, from poetry to memoir writing. Whether you're working on a novel or wanted to improv, do a play, you can do prompting exercises to get yourself started, or even by just an individual critique of current work that you might have going on. And that's really popular, and the individual critiques are half-hour sessions that are very, very helpful. It's a one-on-one appointment, and we're very excited to bring that in. We have some other features in our visual arts. We've got some new classes. We're actually marbling paper and then using those papers and other papers to make books. Rose mauling is here for the first year. And then we have some standard things, everything from color and in drawing and painting in the studio or in plein air outside in the beautiful countryside, from pastels to a resurgence in caustics. You know what encaustics are, Ken?
Fill me in.
Encaustic is an old art form that is becoming more popular again, and it is the art of painting with beeswax. It actually makes incredibly luminous, very dense paintings that offer an opportunity to also put in other additives and mixed media. It's a great new old